Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. On behalf of all the officials of Islamic Society, I would like to not just welcome you, but also wish you Eid Mubarak. Eid is a special day for our community. It's not that the previous communities, Ummah, were given fasting. All the previous Ummahs received the injunction of fasting. But Eid is given to our Ummah only. Two Eidain are a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To complete the month of fasting in Ramadan, this is the inam, the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The word Ramadan literally means to burn. This is the month where our bad deeds are burnt, where we come out purified, and to celebrate it with a congregational prayer is a special occasion for us. This is the time, even though we have differences, there are differences of madhab, there are many other differences, but our love for the Ummah is stronger than all our differences, and this is the manifestation of this love that we come and pray together. There's a beautiful hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's saying, "Oh my son, who is he talking to?" Our Prophet did not have a son. He's talking to Anas ibn Malik, a child of 10-year-old who was given by his mother in the service of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "There is an extraordinary sunnah." You know, all sunnah are extraordinary, but when the Prophet ﷺ says, "This is extraordinary," we have to pay attention. He said, "If you love my sunnah, you love me. And if you love me, you will be with me in Jannah." The scholars say, being with the Prophet is more important than being in Jannah. That is how amazing it is. And he said, "If you can do it." So there is an element of difficulty he is referring to, but he says, if you can do it, morning and evenings, keep your hearts clean of hatred of all humans. Morning and evening. Constant effort is required to keep your hearts clean of all hatred. We discriminate based on race, on ethnicity, on religion. He did not say, keep your hearts empty of all hatred towards the Arabs, towards the Muslims, towards the believers, every human. And this is the challenge we need to face today. So, apply that today. Talk to somebody you haven't talked to. Talk to somebody you have been angry with. Call somebody you've been estranged with. Any relations, any neighbor. Make that an effort to be part of this sunnah, inshallah. There's another hadith where Prophet ﷺ said, there's a part of Jannah where even the shuhada do not enter, but the three categories of people will enter. Those who do justice, who deal with people with justice. Those who make an effort to win the hearts of estranged relations. And those whose means are limited, they are poor, and they have an option, but they have a chance to increase their income by haram means, and they say no. You know, the first thing out of these three categories is the justice. There is one riwayah which says, one day of justice is heavier than 60 years of worship. One day versus 60 years of worship. Prophet Musa alayhi salam once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Pharaoh was so bad, why did you give him such a long reign? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he was just. Even Pharaoh, who called himself Na'uzubillah, God, Allah gave him time. It was only his end came because he started to oppress, because he knew somebody is born who is going to take away his kingdom, his superiority. Until that time. So, be just to each other. Make an effort to win hearts. And work for a haram, halal, and stay away from any haram dealings and income. And lastly, I'd like to say something to our youth, inshallah. And I want to refer to them the story of Awais al-Qarni, a very unique person in our history. Awais al-Qarni was not even known by his own village. People in his own village, they didn't know him. He was so unknown. He was a shepherd, a simple person. And he lived during the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but never met him because he was always taking care of his mother. And he had the intention to come for Hajj, but he never did. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describes him, his height, his weight, his complexion, even the marks on his body. And this is a person even his own village people, his own tribe didn't know about. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Umar bin Khattab and to Ali radiallahu anhu, after me, this man will come here. And ask him to make dua for our ummah. Imagine the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, another human being make dua, a person unknown. And people say, why? Umar bin Khattab is the one, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if there was another Prophet after me, he would have been him. And Ali radiallahu anhu is the gateway to knowledge, the first Muslim in children. And these are the two people he's addressing. What was special about Awais al-Qarni? What was special? He's not a Sahabi, he's not a Prophet, he did not fight in any of the wars with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's not Rabi of any hadith. He's not a scholar. Because he took care of his mother. So much so that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every time he lifts his hands, Allah accepts his dua. There is so much in this for all of us. Take care of your parents. Be obedient to your parents. Love your parents. Because there is no better thing than, in Allah's eyes, than this one act you can do. And this is acceptable to all of us, inshallah, those whose parents are alive. Take note of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action the most. And this is why Awais al-Qarni was asked to make dua for this ummah. Jazakallah.